It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The six people who died in this week's Metro North train crash were parents, financial executives, and a scientist. There was also a well-known expert in the art world. WNYC's Kathleen Horan reports Walter Liedtke was a curator at the Metropolitan Museum of Art and was also known for his love of the outdoors.
Liedtke organized dozens of exhibitions over the years at the Met, often focused on two Dutch painters he wrote about and adored, Vermeer and Rembrandt. In 2007, Liedtke spoke about a show he was curating called The Age of Rembrandt that included the more than 200 Dutch paintings in the museum's collection.
The average house in Amsterdam in 1650 had 10 paintings. I'm not sure you could say that about New York today.
Liedtke spent years cataloging the Met's large collection of 17th century Dutch paintings, an extensive undertaking. His former colleague at the museum, Ian Wardropper, who's now the director of the Frick Collection, says in addition to being a renowned curator, Liedtke was a fantastic equestrian.
I have this image of him as being this urbane, very dignified, old world connoisseur in Manhattan, but then he would get on the train and he would go off to Westchester County where he would let his hair down and he would be a country gentleman with his horses and baling hay and manure out of the stables.
Liedtke lived in Bedford Hills and kept chickens, sometimes bringing in fresh eggs to his colleagues at the Met. Friends recall Liedtke as an immaculate dresser with a dry sense of humor who took dance classes. He once wanted to be an academic, receiving degrees from Brown, Rutgers, and the Courtauld Institute in London. He taught art history for a time at Ohio State University. Daniel Hausman was his student in the late 1970s.
There's a lot of professors who view undergrads as a lower form of life and never make eye contact if possible, but he definitely would engage with us, gives serious consideration to what you're asking.
Liedtke was 69. He's survived by his wife, Nancy. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.